You are listening to WSIU, powered by you, and today a preview of the next installment of the Stage Company's production series. Becky's New Car will run April 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then again the 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Varsity Center for the Arts in Carbondale. In studio with us are the co-directors of Becky's New Car, Jackie Betts and Vince Romberg. Thank you both so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Love it. Love it.
So, Becky's New Car, for people who are not familiar, can you tell us a little bit about it and what people can look forward to?
Yeah, it's a comedy about the choices you can make on the highway of life. And it deals most about a middle-aged woman's crisis. Lots of things about men's crisis, but this one deals about what happens to women when they are at that age where maybe they've been felt a little taken for granted, or feel, as the one character says, invisible, and she wants to be seen. So I won't tell you all the story, because that's what the whole play is about, but that's kind of the central theme.
Jackie, do you, as a veteran director, do you have any themes that really caught your eye when you were looking at this play?
It's a very unusual situation as I see it. As Vince has mentioned, we always hear about men's problems. We never hear about women's problems, and the idea that this woman was bearing her soul and trying to find a way to change her life really struck a chord with me.
I'm going to stop you for just a moment. Your microphone, you're going to want it like right in front of your face. There
All
you
right.
go. That's perfect. And then we can just keep going. I'll edit that little piece out. When it comes to Becky, when it comes to her crisis, now, Vince, I know that you are not only a co-director, you're also one of the characters. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship?
Well, can I tell you how that happened?
I sure can.
This is a unique situation.
Jim
Lambert,
kidding.
who has worked with us many times, and we've all worked together in Varsity, took on the directing and originally asked me to co-direct, and then said, would maybe you'd consider playing one of the roles? I'll get Jackie to co-direct. I said, okay. Because I always thought the play was funny. He fell down the stairs and broke four of his ribs. They called us about 2 weeks ago and said, I'm out for the count. Can the two of you take over? Well, you take over a play. You know, when you direct a play, you spend months researching and reading and understanding it, especially even a comedy, which has got a lot of fast pace. It's even sometimes harder than a drama, because you have to know really what's going on. And so Jackie and I had the great opportunity of being thrown into this fire of rehearsals without those all the prep work. And it's been a challenging and interesting thing. I think we finally got it a hold of it. But
yeah,
Jim, we hope you're getting on the mend and don't fall again.
Yeah, right. Baptism of fire.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, though, you know, new plays today, they tend to write almost movies. They're short scenes, and they go from location to location to location, and not every one of the playwrights takes a second and figures out, how is that going to happen? How does that person get from a fancy cocktail dress, to work clothes again, like with no dialogue in between? So there's challenges in the production aspect of it, and of course the characters are shifting their points of view just as quickly. It's like camera cuts.
Yeah, and then this screenplay, you have the opportunity to change locations, but with the stage, you have a certain dimension, and that's it.
Yep, you have to figure out how to get that story across, and I think this play is not the only one I've seen like that, but it's one of the things that I see more and more in the new plays, at the creating of the rhythm through the scene cuts, and then they become challenges to themselves. The other aspect of it is they create really interesting productions.
This is true.
Because you're seeing things with a lot of movement, you know, where your imagination as an audience member is being, you're asked to be engaged in that way to follow these cuts of the story. And that helps, that adds to the comedy. This is a comedy, it's almost a farce. I won't tell you the story again, but it's squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. It's like trying to watch a person juggling plates. You know, you get one going, that's easy. Then you get two, and you try to do four, five, six, seven, eight. At what point can you not sustain that act anymore? And that's kind of what you see in this play.
You know, you talk about the fast pace that comes along with this, as well as those production values, and we even see a heightened awareness of that when people go to see films. How important is it to have that engagement with your audience, both as directors and as performers?
It's extremely important. This particular play has some interaction with the audience, so they become a little bit more comfortable for the actors and for the directors, for anybody who's dealing with the show. It's a huge challenge because, as Vince has pointed out, it's unusual. It's a new genre, practically, because of the way it's done.
And this one is... They actually come on the stage and participate.
Yeah,
they become actively involved in the action of the play, which is scary, but it could be really, really, really fun. No one has to. They don't twist your arm to get up there. You're comfortable in your seat. You're still going to love this play. But the other trick, I think, to the thing, or the other aspect of it, is that in some of these cases, and in this play, they're dealing with subjects that have a lot of heartfelt value too. I mean, somebody uncertain about the future of their life, that's something you don't want to ignore. So you're layering in this comic action with this search that these characters are doing. And that's a tricky thing, because if it gets too maudlin, it's not funny. If it's too funny, you lose the sentiment. So the actors finding how it fits together, sort of the way our lives do. I mean, we have things, I think everybody's had a moment where you're going along and you're like, oh my God, ha ha ha, did that just happen?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of two things. And this Stephen Dietz has kind of combined these together as some stuff that you may not laugh at that you then find funny.
Sure.
And we have a wonderful veteran cast. They have taken this two-dimensional play and made it into three-dimensional characters, and they're really very good at it. Interestingly enough, they just stopped laughing at some of the lines in the show, so we know that they're there. Their characters are developed.
Sure. Becky's New Car runs April 10th, 11th, and 12th, and the 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Varsity Center for the Arts in Carbondale. The Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30, and the Sunday matinee, as usual, at 2 o'clock. You can get more information at stagecompany.org or by calling 549-5466. Jackie and Vince, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Join us on the ride, the highway of life.
Oh, boy. Wonderful. Thanks, Jen.